Hello, Gary B. This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. After more than 29 years, a reward is again being posted for information on the Cindy Lou Denny Malott murder case of May 7, 1980 in Batesville. Gerald Fulbright had just been elected sheriff of Independence County at that time. After being sworn in at midnight, his first act in office was to go to a residence in East Batesville where 23-year-old Cindy Malott was found dead. Investigators soon decided it was a homicide. It was a case that had eluded authorities in their quest to find the killer for over 29 years. At one point early on, the Malott family placed a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the killer. This morning, a $2,500 reward was again posted. Cindy Malott's family now lives in Indiana, and Cindy's mother, Grace Denny, said even after 29-plus years, closure has not come. So she again is offering the reward in hopes someone comes forward with useful information.
I thought that they just forgot about it. They gave up on it, but evidently not. I put up a reward several years ago, and nothing ever came of it. And I talked to them yesterday, and they said, well, they thought it might be a good idea to put it up again. So I did. But I hope that someone will come forward and give us some help.
Grace Denny. Criminal Investigation Lieutenant Brenda Biddle said the case files have been visited from time to time across the years as leads would pop up and be investigated. In other news, U.S. Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor and U.S. Representative Marion Barry today announced that Arkansas would receive almost $15 million in disaster assistance. It will be from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Department of Transportation. The funds will assist in ongoing cleanup and recovery efforts from the January 2009 ice storm. The Craighead Electric Cooperative from FEMA will receive just over $2 million. Also from FEMA, almost $3 million for the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. And then almost $10 million from the Department of Transportation for several counties, including Baxter, Cleburne, Craighead, Fulton, Greene, Independence, Izard, Jackson, Lawrence, Marion, Newton, Randolph, Searcy, Sharp, Stone, and Van Buren counties, just to mention a few. And apparently driving high on meth has landed a man in jail. We'll be back with more right after this from Liberty Bank.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank. Bank of Arkansas, member FDIC.
And a Cave City man was arrested in Independence County late Monday night after being involved in a one-vehicle accident. Deputy Brett Ward said he was dispatched to 210 Shamrock Lane where a truck had driven through a fence. Deputy Ward said the driver of the truck, 25-year-old Brian H. Adkins, was incoherent, not from a wreck injury, but apparently coming down from the effects of a stimulant. Ward said Adkins told him he was high on meth. Ward said Adkins was taken to the medical center where the staff drew a blood sample for drug testing. He was then transported to jail. Ward said he also informed CID Lieutenant Brenda Biddle that Adkins had indicated to him that some items in his truck were stolen. Adkins was charged with DWI and five other misdemeanors. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great day.